This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. As we close out 2023, Newsworthy takes a look back at some of the biggest stories of the year. What started as a simple road project in Menominee Park led to an archaeological dig that forces many events out of the park. Starting in October, Zulaween Boo and Bruised by the Bay moved on to the Leech Amphitheater, then others. From there, the annual Celebration of Lights was uprooted and moved to the EAA grounds. Newsworthy is happy to report that the Celebration of Lights that closes on Sunday this weekend had an outstanding attendance at their new location. 2023 was a tough year for UW-Oshkosh as the school started the year with an $18 million deficit. Well, things have improved, but the school remains $3 million in the red. Nearly 200 UWO non-faculty members were laid off, and faculty continues to be furloughed. 2023 saw a number of construction projects completed around town. The city's new Parks and Recreation Building and Lakeshore Pavilion led the way. The new Val Phillips Middle School opened up in August. New businesses continue to pop up on Oshkosh Avenue, and thanks to Steve Hoopman, another hotel is being built there. Page 2. This year we found out plans for the long vacant Jeldwin site along the Fox River. A group purchased that property, and a new hospital for Frederick and Theta Care will break ground this spring. Also downtown, the new day-by-day warming shelter on CP opened up in May. The shelter offers a 50-bed capacity 365 days a year. Where's winter? A lot of people are asking that after a mild December. No ice on Lake Winnebago currently. Ice guru Donnie Herman says he hasn't seen a year like this one for quite a while. The warmer weather is helping crews clean that water intake pipe for the city water plant. Earlier this month, the city reported the pipe was 50 to 75% filled with muck, and it could threaten the city's water supply. Work on clearing out the pipe is now expected to be wrapped up by January the 7th. And as we look into 2024, Newsworthy wishes you and yours a happy and very successful new year. Turning to sports, you may see Liberty Mugerauer of Oshkosh this weekend on TV. She's a baton twirler for Alabama. She'll perform in the Rose Parade and also at the Michigan-Alabama Rose Bowl game. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Happy 2024.